This is ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
And finally today, a mental health campaign involving former Australian cricketer Brad Hogg is hoping to empower more local leaders in rural communities. In its third year, Grain Producers Australia's Farmer Mental Health Initiative aims to reduce the stigma around mental health in rural areas, including suicide prevention. To find out more about what this campaign that is being launched today involves, we are joined by Brad Hogg. Good afternoon, Brad. Welcome to the Country Hour.
Thanks very much, Brooke. It's great to be here.
Now, tell us about this partnership. We've had you on before talking about your role with mental health and farmers, but it's being launched again by Grain Producers Australia.
Yeah, look, it's one of those initiatives where we're trying to get farmers together and work together and help each other out. So it's Farmers Mates Mental Health Initiative from GPA, and we're very lucky that we've got New Farm, Grain Growers and Rural Aid on board, as well as Lifeline. So it's all about just the communities helping each other out when times are tough, and also staying connected when times are good as well, because you don't want to lose those relationships, and just staying connected.
This is the third year that you've been involved. What keeps you coming back to be a part of this?
Oh, look, I've got a rural background, and if it wasn't for the area that I grew up in and all the country cricket that was involved at the time, I wouldn't have achieved what I've achieved. So it's one of those things that it's a little bit of me that can help put back into the community that helped me out so much.
Tell us about what is involved with this initiative and what farmers can take from it.
Oh, look, it's just about giving farmers tools and resources to help themselves out, and also trying to get community leaders to give them resources as well to make sure you really drive the community up and make it thriving. When I'm saying thriving, it's about getting the community together and making sure that everyone's involved and everyone gets right behind each other, and it's about as simple as that.
This year there's a fresh focus on empowering local leaders and sharing resources amongst the rural communities. What are you hoping can come from that with getting local leaders involved in communities?
The local leaders, if you look at communities, and it's even little sport clubs that you have that I'm involved in as well, you just seem to have the same people doing things, it's the same people really getting right behind these initiatives and really trying to make something of it. So it's about giving those leaders more resources, but also making sure that other people that are in those communities do get involved and help out as well. And look, if you look at mental well-being and everything like that, it's all about connection. If you stay connected, generally your mental well-being is going to be a lot higher. So looking at the stats, it's only 24% of farmers in March 23, the last stats that I've got here, where farmers were saying that their health was good or very good. We want that a lot higher. So we want to make sure that we help those leaders and help those farmers raise that percentage so that it's up at least around the 50% over the next couple of years.
And is that where those voices included, where you mentioned their Rural Aid and Lifeline coming on board as well?
Yes. I've been doing a lot with Lifeline, I'm pretty heavily involved with Lifeline, but Rural Aid do an absolutely fantastic job going out there and helping farmers through those natural disasters with financial well-being and fodder assistance and also water assistance as well. They've just been fantastic, and they really get involved.
I'm speaking with Brad Hogg, Australian cricketing legend, but also a part of Grain Producers Australia's Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative as the ambassador. And Brad, you're heading out to quite a few events across Australia coming up. What are you hoping to get across at these appearances that you'll be at?
Oh, look, it's just not being in the face of farmers or anything like that, but it's more just talking to the community and just mentioning or just making farmers aware that there is assistance out there if they need be. And it could be just a phone call, or it could be someone coming out to meet them on the farm, or they meet them in town for a coffee or something like that. So just making farmers and other people in those rural communities to let them know that there are resources for them to help them when they're in times of need.
What's been the response from events that you've been at in the past?
The response has been really good, but we are doing it differently this year, and we're trying to make more of a presence, and it's just been great. And I think Rural Aid and other communities, or New Farm and other grain growers and so forth, and GPA are doing a fantastic job just for a great initiative, because at the end of the day, the communities are getting smaller out in those rural regions, so that makes it more important that you do get involved in your community and stay connected.
Does it also come down to, I guess, maybe just not necessarily talking about what's happening on the farm, or talking about how you're feeling, but maybe just having a different topic to talk about, and that might be cricket or you know, some kind of sport and things like that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's the other thing that I want to bring forward this year too, is, you don't want to talk about the negative. You want to talk about the future and the possibilities that are there in the future as well. So I think sometimes you can just get stuck into what's not going right, rather than looking at the future and look at the opportunities that are there moving forward. So that's the other thing that we could be talking about as well, which I want to bring to the fore as well. And I sort of look back through my life and career type scenario is, when things aren't going well, if you don't have those resources there, or you don't have that help, sometimes you can dig yourself into a bigger hole, and you don't see the bigger picture or the light at the end of the tunnel. And when you can get people to help you refocus and see that there's a little bit of light out the end of the tunnel, then you can turn things around very quickly. And it's not about telling people what to do or how to do it. It's just asking the right questions and getting them to find the right answers themselves, so they actually own it.
Brad Hogg, you'll be appearing at the Eyre Peninsula Field Days coming up in August. You'll also be heading to Gunnedah in New South Wales and the Doeran Machinery Field Days in WA as well at the end of August. And like you said, plenty of other opportunities for farming groups if they want to jump on board and maybe get you in for a chat. But appreciate your time today on the Country Hour. Thanks for that, and enjoy your travels around the rural communities of Australia.
Yeah, thanks very much, Brooke. And I would just like to thank all those people out there that do lead in their communities and put their mates first. They do an absolutely wonderful job.
They definitely do. Former Australian cricketer and ambassador for Grain Producers Australia, Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative, Brad Hogg. And Brad will be at the EP Field Days coming up at Cleve next month. And if you or somebody you know is struggling, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.